Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray Danger, Glenn Mack, now 94 WIP. Ray, this is where we always do the stupid bet update.
Okay.
I got nothing. Oh. Well, I got nothing because you're pulling ahead now.
There were no punts last week.
There was one. One punt, 47 yards. Nice job. That's it. It was deep in their own zone. I had no chance. I should clarify. The bet is, will Eagles punter Aaron Sipos have 20 or more punts where the opposition begins within their own 20-yard line? And I started out great, 3 in the first game, momentum on my way, and then it's really turned dark. There's now 8 in 8 games. The math's pretty simple, Ray. You are in the lead. The only question may soon become, where am I getting you dinner?
Well,
our old haunt closed. Both of our old haunts closed.
That's true.
We're not doing the Palm this year.
No, we're not.
We're not doing Lebec Fan anymore.
No, we're not.
So we got to find a new place that wants to host us all for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
Well, that would be
nice.
That's
on me. Well, that's not on me yet.
Well, not on you.
All I
yet.
Need is a couple of weeks where they, you know, he drops him in the at the 5.
Yeah, the thing that surprised me was I kind of thought that Nick Sirianni was going to be a little bit more of a gambler. I thought he was going to go for it on fourth down more than he does. He's pretty orthodox in that respect. I mean, fourth down, he's punting.
It is most young coaches.
Not always asking the other team to punt, but in his but he if
good
he
shot,
gets
right?
if he gets to fourth down, he's punting, that's for sure. And I thought, you know, I really kind of thought that he was into the analytic thing that now if it's close, you go for it. He's punting a lot more than I thought he was going to be punting. And that's one of the things that I felt pretty confident about the bet. And the last couple of weeks, they just haven't had that many attempts, but we'll see. I did a speaking thing this week, for a group of, I was a fundraiser up at William Tennant High School, and I had several people come up to me and say that they love this bet.
Yeah, it's fun.
They're really into it because you say now when there's a punt, when Sipos comes on the field, like we all gather around the set and we're all like, you know, trying to chart where it's going to go and where he's punting from now, this is going to be inside the 20 and. If it hits, they look, is it going to bounce towards the goal line or is it going to bounce back? They're really into it. See, and you scoffed. You didn't think it was a good bet when we created it.
I thought it might be a little boring, but I guess mundane is what makes it work. By the way, somebody just reached out to me from one of our favorite restaurants.
Oh.
Ralph's down in South Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Oldest
wonderful
Italian
place.
Restaurant in the world.
Wonderful
or,
place.
The world. United States, we may have to look into that. All right. One other thing, and then I'm going to go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Last fan standing pool, Ray, you know I wasn't losing anybody.
Right.
I had 3 consecutive weeks with nary an upset, and I was warning people I may have to throw in the big roadblock game. Well, guess what?
I have a feeling that changed.
If people did not know who Mike White was, they do now, and this is really before the Thursday game where he got knocked out. This goes back to last Sunday. The lowly Jets upset the Bengals. That game alone cleared out more than 1,600 people out of the pool.
I was thinking that. I'm surprised it isn't more, frankly.
Well, so after 8 weeks, I've got 1,511 left. It cleared out about 50%.
Oh, there you go.
That plus a few other games.
Now you're down to a more manageable number.
Yes, so there are 1,511 people still going for that ring for Mark's Jewelers PA. We started with about 10,000, so I'm closer to where I want to be now. Plus, I got the extra week. I can only have one winner. I'd be happy if everybody won every week, but I can only have one winner. So there you go. All right, let me sneak in a phone call here. John in Trenton wants to talk. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right.
This guy just has to go. It is a major distraction to – this would be a distraction to any sports organization
right.
to have this drama.
Even without him saying the name, I believe we know of whom he speaks.
I suspect he's talking about Ben Simmons.
Has to go. He is a major problem for this organization that's never going to go away. Second of all, he didn't have these mental flare-ups when he was signing that max deal a couple of years ago. Because I kind of find it a little offensive that he uses as an excuse for a person who has had mental illness in his family his whole life, where people have committed suicide, lithium, electric shock treatment, medication, therapy, commitment. This is a mental illness. He doesn't want to be here. You can't detect mental illness like you can a cold. It takes time to figure out what's wrong with somebody. He does not want to be here. So the Sixers, if they have any kind of legal standing, to try to find a way to legally get out of this contract and just release him. He has no trade value. Nobody wants this guy in their locker room.
I disagree with that. I do think he has some trade value. What it is, we don't know yet. Guys get traded in the NBA. You know what? We got interference. Thanks for the call, John. We got a bad line all of a sudden there. Guys can do major insane things in the NBA, and if you can play, a team will always want you. There will be a team that wants Ben Simmons. If you want to debate how much he's worth, that's legitimate. But it's not like cut him and take nothing is a good option. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, I think
you're still paying a salary if you do that.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is the secret is out now. He ain't that good.
Yeah, I think that's true. That so-called generational player.
Yeah. Who views him that way now?
Nah, he's a good player with specific talents that can help you if that's what you're looking for, but he's also very much a flawed player.
Yeah. He's in a league where everything is about shooting and shooting three-pointers. He's a guy who won't do it. You know, I don't – in addition to the terrible attitude –
he would take a 15-foot jump shot.
I know, and he can't make a foul shot.
Right.
And on top of it, he's got a lousy attitude, and he's making a lot of money. So where's the value? That's why, you know, your point about – just hang on to him until he can get more value. I don't know how you do.
Yeah, but
I don't know that he has any value.
The whole thing is he's a distraction. They're 7-2. And they're 7-2 with Joel Embiid playing on one knee. So I haven't seen that it's impacting the team. If and when that happens, I'll switch over. But right now I think that he's out of sight, out of mind with them. All right. I want to get back to the Eagles here for a second. And I want to talk about the Eagles offense right now. We wanted them to run the ball. They ran the ball last week. Mm-hmm. They ran the ball amazingly effectively. I heard a stat this week, and I can't cite it. Maybe you can. They had more first downs running the ball this week than any game in the last 44 years.
That's probably true. Okay. I mean, they had 19 rushing first downs. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I want them to run the ball again. They don't have to run it as much as they did last week. I mean, part of it is you're up, you just can run the ball. But Ray, my sense is that the Chargers defense is the worst defense in the league against the run. They allow 5.1 yards against the run. This, like last week, if you're going to run the ball, this week you're going to run the ball.
You would think so, although they are better now than they were. They got back a guy named Justin Jones, who's their best interior defensive lineman. Obviously, Joey Bosa is Joey Bosa. But inside, when they lost Jones, they really lost their best run defender. And he came back last week against the Patriots, and they actually were better when you looked at it. They were allowing, when Jones was out, they were allowing 5.6 yards per carry, which is huge.
Wow.
Last week, with Jones back in the lineup, the Patriots tried to run it, and they only averaged 3.8. So they were significantly better against the run last week with Jones back in the lineup, and he's going to play tomorrow. So that makes them better, but it doesn't mean you can't run the ball on them. And the Eagles' offensive line last week, I mean, even though they're playing with some backup guys and guys that have moved around to different positions, they ran the ball really well, and they blocked extremely well. Their run blocking was very, very good.
Yeah, I want you to explain a fundamental, because I think sometimes people don't understand. Offensive linemen love to run block as opposed to pass block.
Correct.
And some of them are much, much better at it. Kelsey's always been a great run blocker. Not that he's a bad pass blocker, but he was always – I mean, I remember him leading sweeps down the field 30 yards when they did that. And it looks like, at least for now, Mailata is really helped by the opportunity to run block.
Yeah, I wonder if his knee is fully 100%. You know, he had the knee injury and missed a couple of games. And the last 2 weeks when he's been back, he's been beaten wide a couple of times, which he hadn't been before. I just wonder if his knee is 100%. It looks like that, you know, that kind of kick step that he uses to get set up for pass protection isn't quite there right now. And it looks like he's a little bit more susceptible to the pass rush. But you get him firing out and run blocking, he's still very good at that. And the rookie playing next to him, Dickerson, is,
yeah, right.
You know, he's got he right now he's got his issues in pass protection. He's not a very good pass protector, but he is, I mean, he's a mauler in the running game. So their run blocking is very good. And when I went back, and I know everything you have to, you always have to qualify it by saying it was the Lions, okay, and I'm not ruling that out. But you look at the tape and you watch it and you see the execution of it. Their line is a good run blocking line. And even with Justin Jones back, which makes the Chargers better, I still believe that if the Eagles want to run the ball tomorrow, they can run the ball tomorrow. And if they can run the ball, then it'll make life a heck of a lot easier for Jalen Hurts.
Is that the way to beat him?
I think so.
You're doing the game plan. Is that the way to beat him?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think run the ball, use your backs, use your run blocking. Don't let Joey Bosa spend the whole game in second and long and third and long when all he can be is a pass rusher, because that's when he's at his best. Their linebacker core is not that great.
They're missing both their starting cornerbacks, right?
Yes.
Which tells me he may think that's an opportunity to pass.
He might, although the two safeties, Derwin James is really a good player, and Nasir Adderley, the kid in Delaware, is also a really good player. They got two good safeties, but their corners aren't that great. But I really do think that run the ball, stay out of second long and third and long, minimize the pass rush, and work play action. You know, Jalen Hurts last week, there were some occasions once the Lions knew that the Eagles wanted to run the ball and they had him under center a lot, that set up the play action series. And there were some plays where, when I went back and looked at it, there were some plays where Jalen Hurts dropped back, did the play action fake, dropped back, stood in the pocket, and looked and looked and looked and had all the time in the world to scan the field. And a couple times he found Goddard right in the middle of the field for big gains. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to be. You need to be, with this quarterback especially, a young guy who's still really trying to learn how to play the game up here in the NFL, you really need to support him with a total offense. And that begins with a running game. And they can, even though the Chargers are a little better now with Jones in the lineup, they're still not great. So that's it. I mean, come out, run the ball, and you're going to throw it some, but set it up and play action. You have a much, much better chance of being successful.
All right, let's talk to Bob in Haddon Heights. He takes the other side on Ben Simmons, thinks the Sixers need to wait on it. Bob, tell us why.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Big fan, long-time listener. Appreciate what you do every week.
Sure.
So, Ray, like, all the respect in the world, but I think you might be missing something here on you're not holding on to Ben to increase his value, per se, right now. Why you're not trading him yet is because you're trying to wait out some other teams around the league for some of their players to become available. So trading him now, your pool is smaller. So, like, you know, Portland comes in the other night. They're kind of scuffling a little bit right now. If in another month from now, you know, they're 10 games under 500, maybe then Dame becomes available. And obviously Ben's not going to get you just Dame on his own. But the fact that he's available, you know, you could maybe package something together to get him. Excuse me.
I get maybe. I just don't see his value. I don't see his value. What does he represent?
I mean, this idea
that he's a superstar is laughable.
Oh, I don't think he's a superstar. I wasn't trying to say that. But I do think, like, I listen to a lot of the national podcasts and basketball talk. I do think he has more value to some people than maybe perceived in this town, just because of, you know, the baggage that comes along with him in this town.
Hold on one second. I want to give you, like, maybe a comp, okay? Maybe a comp is Andre Iguodala, right, who was played here with extremely high expectations. Not as high as Simmons, but very high expectations. Ended up going somewhere else. Ended up winning championships. Ended up winning finals MVPs. Still in the league, I believe. And a valuable player as a guy, defense first, so on and so forth. if you take away the expectations on Simmons when he came here and put him somewhere else, he is a player who has some talents.
I think the thing is with Simmons commands the ball, though, whereas Iguodala really didn't. I mean, he didn't have to handle the ball on every play. He didn't run up and set your offense, and therefore he wasn't as big a limitation when he wouldn't take a shot. I just don't know what Simmons brings you. I mean, in addition to all, you refer to the baggage, and the baggage is ever out there for all to see.
Thanks,
no question.
Bob. Good call.
No question. But just on the floor, I don't see what he gives you. You know, I keep hearing what a great defender he is. So what? So what? It's a league where nobody plays defense.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point, right? This call is going to aggravate me, because how much did we enjoy the process when it was with the Sixers?
Not much.
Well, Rick from Easton, I believe, is going to call for it with the Eagles. Is that your thought, Rick? They should lose.
Is that absolutely my thought? Oh, real quick, Glenn, this is your favorite wrestling official.
Yeah,
did you get my book?
I did. Thank you very much. I will cherish it.
My pleasure. So, it's interesting. The Eagles are one win from being in the hunt for a playoff spot, but they're one loss away from picking top five in the draft. I think Roselle got his parity schedule. It's interesting if you think about it. And, Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if this franchise has ever hit rock bottom enough to have three first-round picks, possibly in the first 18 to 17 picks, if the Colts, who obviously Carson Wentz is going to get his 75% snap, I don't think the franchise ever had three first-round draft picks in the top 20.
I don't think they've ever had three first-round draft picks ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
So I think that they're in an incredible situation, because we really know they're not the worst team in the league. There's probably about 10 or 12 teams that they're competing with that they're better than. So
why do you want them to lose, though?
I'm sorry?
Why do you want them to lose?
I want the highest draft pick possible, because they need so much.
You get that from Miami.
Miami's going to do that for you.
They're going to give you a top three.
I'm greedy. I want two in the top 10. Hey, listen, how many people did you talk to over the last 7-8 years, and you asked, I think half the people in Philadelphia said they would have traded 10 losing seasons to get straight seasons, which they're not going to do, to win that Super Bowl. They're in a great spot.
And I was one of them, and it's a great radio bit, and we all did it. And when they won the Super Bowl, we all, swore loyalty. No, but because here's why. Because here's something I learned from the Sixers in the process. And my great friend Ray Dinger says this. Ray, I believe I'm quoting you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Losing on purpose creates a losing culture. Why would I want Jalen Hurts to lose games if he can win games and maybe be good? I don't know if he is or he isn't. Why would I want my rookie coach to lose games when maybe, and I don't care about the playoffs, that's a whole separate argument, but I just want them to win games. That's what you want your team to do, so that they can get better, so they can get used to winning games. You don't want them to tank.
But what I'm trying to say is, if they do lose, there's a silver lining. That's all I'm saying. Real quick, guys, can they get Dillard for Simmons, Harris, and a first-round pick, or they wouldn't do that either in Portland?
Oh, no, I don't think they would do it at all right now, maybe down the road. When he said Dillard, I was thinking Andre Dillard.
I was thinking Andre Dillard, too.
215-592-9494. Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now. Brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play.
Well, the basketball season is underway, and Scheib Vintage Sports is your home for throwback Sixers apparel this year. Locally owned, Scheib carries name brands as well as original designs by Philadelphia artists. And you want to hear something cool? The old Spectrum backboard serves as the display table in the store. Now, that is very cool. So ask to see it when you swing by. And the next time you need some new gear before the game, or you're looking for that perfect holiday gift, head to Scheib Vintage Sports. Visit them in Center City or online at scheibsports.com. And remember, you tell them that Ray sent you, and you will get 15% off.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.